It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Dear tiny infant Jesus.
Hey, you know, sweetie, Jesus did grow up. You don't always have to call him baby. It's a bit odd and off-putting to pray to a baby.
Look, I like the Christmas Jesus best, and I'm saying grace. When you say grace, you can say it to grown-up Jesus or teenage Jesus or bearded Jesus or whoever you want.
You know what I want? I want you to do this grace good so that God will let us win tomorrow.
Dear tiny Jesus, in your golden fleece diapers with your tiny little fat balled-up fist pawing.
He was a man. He had a beard.
Look, I like the baby version the best. Do you hear me? I win the races and I get the money.
Ricky, finish the damn grace.
I like to picture Jesus in a tuxedo t-shirt because it says, like, I want to be formal, right, but I'm here to party, too. Because I like to party, so I like my Jesus to party.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja fighting off evil samurai.
I like to think of Jesus, like, with giant eagle's wings, yeah, and singing lead vocals for Lynyrd Skynyrd with, like, an angel band. And I'm in the front row, and I'm hammered drunk.
Hey, Cal, why don't you just shut up?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Dear 8-pound, 6-ounce, newborn infant Jesus, don't even know a word yet, just a little infant, so cuddly, but still omnipotent.
Mm.
We just thank you for all the races I've won and the $21.2 million. Woo!
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 Ow!
Love that money that I have accrued over this past season. Also due to a binding endorsement contract that stipulates I mention Powerade at each grace, I just want to say that Powerade is delicious, and it cools you off on a hot summer day. And we look forward to Powerade's release of Mystic Mountain Blueberry.
Mm.
Thank you for all your power and your grace, dear baby God. Amen.
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 Let's dig in.
That was a hell of a grace, man. You nailed that like a split hog.
I appreciate that. I'm not going to lie to you. It felt good.
Dad, you made that grace your bitch.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Ow!
Ow!
Had to do that. When you listen to EWF, you gotta... Ow!
Ow!
For you youngsters in the listening audience, EWF would be Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That's right.
Yes, a very popular band in the 1970s at Glastonbury High School in Glastonbury, Connecticut.
A soul band?
Yes, a soul band. I think it was Bernie Vogel. Bernie Vogel was the big EWF fan, and there were a couple. I don't remember anybody that liked the band except for Bernie Vogel because he loved Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Vogel is now in Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I think he's playing bass,
yeah,
as a
I
matter
think
of
so.
Fact. Good afternoon. It is, what is today? Today is Tuesday.
Yes, yes.
24th. Tuesday, the 24th of June, 2008. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Right.
Excuse me. This is Sprite Zero. Well, I can't help it.
So it begins.
Welcome to our show. Here's the phone number from anywhere in the United States, 877-365-3636. That's the number to chat with us, and we'd sure like to hear from you. Also, you can AOL Instant Message Buzz at Mike O, WJFK. You can send an email to O'Mara at WJFKFM.com, and go to our website, the fabulous new website, shiny, beautiful, just like the baby Jesus.
It still has that new website smell.
It does. The rich Corinthian leather, MikeO'MaraShow.com, where you can get our podcasts. Give us instant feedback. That's what we enjoy.
Uh-huh.
It's what we enjoy most.
We live for the instant feedback.
Check out our photos and get the daily buzz. And speaking of buzz,
hi,
right out of the chute, because Buzz was concerned about this in the office earlier. And, you know, I always want to, really, every day that I start when I come in here, it's not just doing the show.
No.
It's pleasing Buzz.
That's right. Well, we all live to please
because
Buzz.
Because Buzz has elevated himself from newsman extraordinaire to Pimp Daddy Deluxe.
Babe sure. Wrangler. PDD.
So like you would think say. That Buzz doesn't bother me about, hey, you know, what do you think of this news story? What do you think of this? What
no.
do you think of that? Buzz bothers me when it's more important than that. Right. Buzz bothers me when he wants to make sure that the Buzz Babe train is still rolling.
Sure, on track.
That it's on the tracks, that it's steaming full speed ahead, that it's rocking, that it's rolling, and that's why Buzz doesn't just want me to mention the MikeO'MaraShow.com. He wants me to mention his MySpace page.
Right.
Because that
top of mind.
That is where you get, how shall I say this, a little more of the Buzz Babes.
Including an album I like to call Buzz's Secret Stash of Photos.
Really?
Yes, involving the Buzz Babes, of course.
Now, I can't find this because I'm not on MySpace. Oh, I don't go there. Well, I don't. I'm afraid.
Hey, I'm going to set you up.
It's like I'm afraid to play online video games with listeners.
Don't go there.
Right. Don't go there, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Many people
Mike O'Mara don't play that way, Rob.
I understand.
Oh,
Mike.
Dear.
But Buzz, yes. And here's how I know that Buzz is concerned, because Buzz will say something to me like, I've noticed a slight decline in traffic on the days you don't mention that we have the Buzz Babes. I understand, because we didn't say a word about it yesterday.
Are you making a chart or something?
Well, constantly. I chart everything. But here's what I've learned. We cover so many important topics every day on this show. What I've found is that people nod off on the Buzz Babes if we don't remind them constantly. And my feeling is you've got to pound the Buzz Babes every single day.
That's a very good point. I agree with that, and we're going to do that in a moment here. Chris, who is driving in Virginia, has a question. It has a question for with no name there, so I don't believe whether this is a question for Buzz or Rob or Mike. I have no idea.
It's a misspelling. Yesterday he called with question three.
Question three. What can we do for you, Chris?
That's right. Actually, I don't have a name. I prefer to be mysterious. It works out better for me.
Very nice.
I want to know if you
mean you prefer not to have a name. Your name is Chris. It's just I didn't know who you had a question for.
See?
Listen to learn. Learn to listen. Hi, Chris. How are you? Let's start again.
I'm doing well. How are you?
I suck.
Wow. I disagree.
I just thought I'd say that.
You know, it's funny you say that you suck, because I was actually calling to talk about alcohol.
Okay, very good. Well, I do suck down a few of those every third, fourth week, once a week, twice a week sometimes. Yes.
For your personal trainer, right?
Yes. I was with the personal trainer just this morning, as a matter of fact. Mr. Galelli was kicking my ass summarily across the room.
And, he came in such a good mood today.
A great deal of glee also, you know, and he especially enjoys it when my tricep curls, you know, when you're doing the tricep press downs and my girly arms begin to shake. And I see that
quiver,
that glint in his eye that tells me he is satisfied that he is pushing me to the extreme. But what is your question, Chris? I'm here to help you.
Well, I work about 12, 14 hours a day and find myself the more that I work, the more that I drink. And I figured you guys work a lot, and it sounds like you drink a lot. And I was kind of wondering if that's how it works out for you guys.
Well, we actually like to, you know, play hard and work hard. And I think that that's everybody. That's a good thing.
But do you not drink more on vacation?
Oh, boy, I don't know. That's a good question. You know what I do on vacation? I drink regularly on vacation, but I probably don't do the binge thing to excess. That's so not true. I'm such a liar. I am such a terrible
liar. You got really long into that sentence before you laughed.
Chris, you just go listen now, all right? You're driving. Goodbye.
Can you tell the difference between working and vacation? That would be, I think, the determining factor.
Well, here's... I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
What is the thing, Mike?
Now, on vacation, it's at least at the O'Mara compound. Uh-huh. On vacation,
when we've got
moms and sis, and sometimes the nephew, the niece are there. I've got my kids. Carla will be there.
A lot of kids.
This will be, and I don't know what we're talking about it because we're going to be here for another week, so there's really no point in
because we're
another week and a day.
Starting
as a
to think
of fact.
About it.
I think everybody starts with the holiday. People start to think. Well, some of us, you know, have. All the time. But, you know, I think that I can speak to.
And who is that referring to?
Come on. Give me that reaction quicker.
They come and go as they please.
No, the thing is, I think it's regular. It's a 5 o'clock thing where I go into the generational thing of my family.
Cocktail hour.
Where you have literally some people might be coming over. Mm-hmm. You put out cheese and crackers and you enjoy, you know, a beverage or two before dinner. And then it's rarely no, that really doesn't happen. No, the answer is I don't. My patterns of alcoholism are totally different when I'm on vacation than they are like when I go out.
Okay, when you're with the family, sure.
When I'm with the family, it's very mellow.
What about when you head to O'Mara South in Florida?
That's
dull.
Carl and I will go out and we'll have a night or two. But still not, but that's different. But with the family, it's very mellow.
Carla does most of the driving down there?
She does
almost. At least coming back.
Exclusively.
So vacation drinking, not as intense as work life
not
drinking.
Not a chance. Okay, no, not a chance.
By the way, to answer your question, it's myspace.com/thebuzzbabes.
Buzz would like you to go to his MySpace page. Can they also sign up if they want to go to your MySpace page, or is that exclusive domain of MikeO'MaraShow.com?
As it's set up, the sign-up place is MikeO'MaraShow.com.
May I ask you a question about the Buzz Babes?
Please.
Why are you being so greedy?
Greedy how? In what way am I being greedy?
You've got tons. We have a calendar already,
well,
don't we?
Well, that's what you said you wanted. So I saw that we were close to that goal, and I said, I'm going to make that happen.
All right,
Mike.
So this Friday, BYOB Friday on the show. It sounds like this whole show is devoted to alcohol.
Exactly.
Right,
debauchery.
So
BYOB Friday, we've got three committed already that are going to be showing up. Three of the Buzz Babes.
Very excited about all three.
Including
of them.
Two of the absolute smoking hotties that you said.
All three are smoking hot.
All three. All right, very good. Who are the ones that are going to be showing up this Friday?
This Friday, we're
look
going
at him scramble through his papers.
I'm very excited to meet and introduce to you Nick, Anne Marie, and Heather, and their photos are up among the Buzz Babe nominees.
Nick's a boy's name.
Well, not when it's short for Nicole. And when you see this Nick, there will be no confusion in your mind.
So it's Nick and who?
That would be Nick and Anne Marie and Heather.
Is it N-I-C?
No, she spells it N-I-K, even though she spells Nicole N-I-C-O-L-E.
Let's go to John in Sacramento. John, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon.
I received my T-shirt in the mail.
Good.
It is beautiful. I am wearing it with pride, and I just wanted to mention how subtle and understated the back is.
Now, what are you doing, John? What the hell are you doing?
Running for mayor of Sacramento.
Not, you know, it's not subtle and understood. Why are you busting my balls? You don't like the logo? What's going on? What's going on with you?
No, I love it.
You're trying to be funny? Is that it? You're not being funny.
No. No, when I pulled it out of the envelope and opened it up for my wife, she goes, whoa.
Can I issue an invitation to John?
Go ahead, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, John, Rob Spiewak here. I'd like for you to lick it.
I didn't hear that.
That's okay. It doesn't matter.
It's
bye,
just
John.
Just as well.
We're going to talk later on in this segment about the whole IMUS deal.
Sure.
It's happened again, and, you know.
He got a big mouth.
I don't know what to say. I heard the tape today, and incidentally, is the audio tape the only thing that's out there? Or do they have? I thought they ran video on that old fossil for his entire show. I thought they actually had a camera on him on that rural free
RFD,
delivery.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they had.
I combed the net, and also the audio.
You just found audio, right?
Yeah, and it sounds thin. You know, it's just I don't know why there's not better tape out there.
I don't know where to start. I swear to God, I don't know where to start. You just say to yourself, Jesus Christ. Christ.
What do you do with
that? I don't know
like
whether
this?
To start or not.
The only defense that I've got right now for him is I'm saying to myself, I almost believe what he's saying because he couldn't be that dumb.
Right.
He couldn't be that dumb. But when you hear it, and we've heard guys talk like this, all of us, I'll tell you why, because we're white. We're white guys.
Right.
And you've heard people say things
of
like
course.
This.
Do you wanna,
oh, is it a black guy? Well, almost down to the verbiage. Well, there you go.
Should we play the clip?
So no
those,
surprise.
Those
all right,
who
let me set it up.
It?
Let me, and I guess we're diving into this right away.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's necessary. Earlier today, this was on yesterday's show that IMUS did this, apparently, or who knows what the
I
show
think it was. Yesterday morning.
It hit the press today. This is Don IMUS once again. He's in a little bit of trouble with everybody that you would be in trouble with for making a racial statement. He made this statement. Some people have gotten up in arms about this. I'm not sure how big it's going to be. This is that waiting period that you always have in radio or television. When
the
somebody
reaction.
Steps on it, you see how much heat this is going to generate and how much hassle this is going to generate. I will preface playing this tape by saying what IMUS claims that what was said was taken out of context or taken or misunderstood, I should say.
Yeah.
Not out of context, but it was misunderstood. And really, I think it's essential we play this for our listening audience so you can hear it. And, you know, just like with Don and with me when we were working together, I don't like to pounce on other guys. I really don't. I don't like to jump on other people because there but for the grace of God go I. And we all do 4 hours, 5 hours of radio a day.
Easy to screw up.
Flapping our gums, and you never know when something is going to slip out and something's going to be crappy. But suffice to say, what IMUS did on the heels of what he did last year, you know, with the whole Rutgers basketball team thing.
Yes.
Let's listen to it. And, Rob, you've got some tape of this. You've got the whole tape, I suppose.
I have this remark. I've got him trying to explain it.
Right. I should say one of the issues that I have a problem with is we're talking fossil to fossil because IMUS is talking to Warner Wolf.
Right.
Yes.
Who I believe, you know, honest to God, they both could be in Tales from the Crypt.
They should be.
And this is when than what I missaid happened. And if you haven't heard it, here's an opportunity to hear it right now.
Here's what happened.
Defensive back Adam Pac-Man Jones, recently signed by the Cowboys. Here's a guy suspended all of 2007.
That's Warner.
Following that shooting in a Vegas nightclub.
Well, stuff happens. You're in a nightclub, for God's sake. What do you think's going to happen at a nightclub? People are drinking, they're doing drugs.
Yeah.
There are women there, and then people have guns. So anyway, go ahead.
Well, he's been arrested six times since being drafted by Tennessee in 2005.
What color is he?
He's African American.
Oh, okay, there you go. Okay, now we know.
Okay, you know, now when I hear it on the radio, I heard it on the Today Show this morning, and I was listening to it. I'm more confused now hearing it because his defense is he was misunderstood. Mm-hmm. And Rob, I want to make sure, Buzz, you've covered this today, you're all over this.
Up to speed on this.
So
yes.
You correct me if I'm going in any wrong direction,
okay,
but I want to make sure that I understand what Imus is saying about his defense here.
Do you want to hear some of Imus defending himself?
Yes, please play that. Play that. Love to hear that, but I don't have to give a summary.
We have three cuts of Imus responding to this.
Okay, let's listen to it.
Here's number one.
No white man with a radio or television program has had more discussions about race relations since December 3rd than I have. In order to make a sarcastic point, I asked Warner what color he was. Warner tells me. I said, well, there you go. That's the point.
Exactly.
And I know there's some people want to get me, but this you're not going to get me. This is ridiculous.
There's a better cut, too, I think.
Yeah, and this is where he's explaining that it's sarcasm, that what he was saying was sarcasm.
So I asked Warner what color he was. Well, obviously, I already knew what color he was. That's what the point was.
Yeah.
In order to make a sarcastic point, I asked Warner what color he was. Warner tells me. I said, well, there you go. That's the point.
Exactly.
Yeah. What people should be outraged about is that they arrest blacks for no reason. And, I mean, there's no reason to arrest this kid six times. I mean, maybe he did something once, but, I mean, everybody does something once.
Yeah.
All right, and here's one last brief cut of Imus explaining himself.
Yeah. What people should be outraged about is that they arrest blacks for no reason. And, I mean, there's no reason to arrest this kid six times. I mean, maybe he did something once, but, I mean, everybody does something once. Well, I have.
There's his explanation.
So that's his explanation.
You don't know.
He was saying there you go, he was arrested because he was black.
But if he was making that, this is...
I know, but it's Imus, and he's done this kind of thing before.
No,
so
if you're making that point, I do this. Yeah. You know, if you're making the point that he was, you know, the first thing he says, what color was he? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, in this world that we live in, whether we like it or not, you say that and freeze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That in and of itself, it's just so naked.
Yes.
When you say that, you stop and you pay attention. So you prick your ears up. When I heard that, I'm like, hmm. And then he said he's African American. And he didn't. If he's doing it, and I don't think he could be that dumb. If he's doing this to say, well, there you go, because black people get arrested for no reason. He didn't do that.
He didn't say that.
He said, well, there you go. The way, obviously, the reason this generated generated the S-storm that it did is because when he said it, and I'm not jumping into the guy's heart. I don't know how he said it or how he wanted it to be interpreted. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think people do tend to overreact. But when you hear that, what I'm hearing, you could also go the other way and say, what color was he? Oh, well, there you go.
He didn't say it right.
Because that's what black people do. They get arrested. That's what it could sound like.
Yes, right. And that's what it did sound like when we first heard it.
And it also sounds like that because you got a couple of old fossils that are talking,
right.
Like old white guys that are talking. But then when he makes the point that he's been scrutinized more than any other radio personality since December 31st, I don't doubt that as well. I mean, he's had meetings with the Rutgers basketball team. I believe he's gone through, has he gone through some sort of sensitivity training and that type of stuff?
And you would think he would be more careful because of all that, but he got sloppy.
Let's go to Sean in Spokane, and I warn everybody here, this is a slippery slope, and be prepared.
Please be careful.
If I cut you off at the knees, you know, just understand this is sensitive territory.
Right.
Sean, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
What can we do for you, Sean?
Well, I just, you know, can't anybody say anything anymore on the radio without being...
No, they can't.
Hammered? Why?
They can't. Because it just doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't exist. I'm in here the other day. I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. Yesterday's show, you guys didn't even know about it. We're doing a bit where we're talking about recent... We're playing Power of 10,
right,
an innocent game.
Yes.
There's a service that sends questions out. And we're reading questions from this service because they're great little trivia questions, right. True and false trivia questions. Mm-hmm. We get them from all over, but we get them from there, too. I'm talking about a rhesus monkey suckling. And I don't want this to be delayed. Please do not delay this today.
As in nursing.
But yesterday it got delayed. So the answer to your question is, from where I sit, no, you can't say anything. No, you can't say anything like that. And that, you know, and I don't know, but Imus, you have to remember, Imus is under the microscope more than anybody else. Mm-hmm. If that's said on another radio show. But it also, if it's said the way some people are interpreting it, which is, well, there you go, which sounds to some people, and it sounds to a certain extent to me,
like,
as though he said, well, there you go, he's a black guy, no wonder he got arrested. That's how it kind of sounded.
Yeah.
And if he's saying that, he kind of deserves to catch a little crap for it. And Sean, you're I don't know where you're calling from, but it's tough to hear. It really is.
Noisy phone.
So that's where we are with this. It's very, very frustrating.
Sure is.
To not only I'm torn. I'm torn right down the middle on this because you sit there and
you
say, "Geez, I mean that we are so hypersensitive now."
Yeah.
But Imus is the last one to bitch about that because he went through this training. If you went through the training, you know, you qualify your remarks.
You're more careful.
If you're saying, well, there you go, because black people get arrested for no reason. That's what he said. No, he said it the day after. That's what I'm having a problem with.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
I think that the fact that it took him a day to respond to it, because I know that if someone, and there, it's not like it's him alone in a room. It's not like it's him alone with Warner Wolf in a room. He's surrounded by people. Someone should have called him on that and asked him to clarify it, unless in the room
it's
was
hard,
clear
though.
That's
it's hard.
What he meant.
I, you know, I've been on
but,
both
yeah,
sides
we're
of this.
But we're outsiders. We really can't make the call.
I know. It's.
I don't want to jump on him either.
If I say something completely out of line, it's hard for you guys to do that.
Because, it is. Because Mike makes a good point.
You're not knowing if I'm going to jump on your ass because maybe I think you've misinterpreted me.
Right.
And it's very frustrating. And I've done this for 20 years. I worked with one of the most talented and edgy people in the world for 20 years. And occasionally I would jump in and I'd say, well, you don't mean that. You know. And sometimes Dom would follow my lead and sometimes he wouldn't.
Right.
And sometimes we'd butt heads about it, but it didn't happen that often. More often than not, like, you know, you have a microphone, I have a microphone.
Right.
We both live and die together, but it's like you guys live and die with me on this thing. You know, what's said. It's very frustrating.
At best, he didn't say what he meant. That's at best. Best case scenario, he didn't say what he meant.
If it's in his heart, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say I believe that he was making a statement, just like he said, that black people in many circumstances get arrested for no reason in this country.
But as a veteran broadcaster and as a guy who's been through all this training and all this grief, be more careful, Don Imus.
It's pissing me off because it, once again,
think it through.
God damn it! Once again, it brings down
the whole business
the on
industry,
us.
Yeah.
Us, you know, those of us that do this. And you know what? He's one of the legendary guys. He's one of the trailblazers. He really is.
Mm-hmm.
He's ragged on my show and Don's show for years, college radio and all that. Mm-hmm. We've ragged on him, old iron lung. But you know, you guys, you take these guys, you take Howard, you take Don Imus, you take people that have done it,
right.
Steve Dahl in Chicago, you know, people that are legendary broadcasters. You know, we all do this. Robert in Lexington Park. These phones sound seriously like they're from wind tunnels
it's
today.
It's a very windy
Robert,
day.
Robert, are you like driving along on your tractor or something? What's going on?
Yes, I am. Down Lexington Park.
Okay, what can I do for you?
When Imus asked what color he was, how come the guy said African-American? Why didn't he see black?
You know, you'd have to ask Warner Wolf that. I have no idea. But, you know, it's a weird, don't you find, here's exactly how I looked at it. I just thought the whole exchange was a little odd. I thought Warner Wolf paused when Imus asked that, as though
shocked.
He was taken aback a little bit.
And then
Warner obviously processed it enough where he wanted to be, you know, careful, I guess, and politically correct.
I think you've nailed it.
But, I mean, you know, Rob's right. You know, you wait a day. Listen, we got a lot of people want to talk about this. We will talk to you. We'll cover a few more minutes with this Imus thing. If you'd like to talk about it, 877-365-3636. We'll also have our very first buzz of the day. And later on in the broadcast today, one of our favorite people, Mr. Al Roker.
Scheduled to appear.
Scheduled to appear. We always say that with A-list celebrities. So, who knows? He might be here. He might not, but we love the Family Feud.
Oh, it's going to be cool tonight.
And, you know, we'll wonder if he's going to be kissing.
And we love Al.
Full mouth kissing with tongue.
Hope so.
From Al Roker with all the guests.
With men.
We'll be right back with your calls about this, another one of these wonderful radio situations.
One,
but I want to get it, you know, I want to get everybody to get it off their chest, then we'll be done with it.
And we can move on.
That's the way I look at
Please.
It. So give us a call, 877-365-3636. We'll take your phone calls and have our first buzz of the afternoon right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.